Radio.
Hey, this is Scott Adams from Red State Talk Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to children in Northern Ireland about peace. When he said, those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back. Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. We have a lot of things going on, as usual, on Agenda 21 Radio. Red State Talk Radio, the talk monster, emanating from Washington, D.C. It's 9 o'clock, just a little after 9 o'clock Eastern Time, and 6 a.m. out here on the left coast. Soon to be coming more like the right coast, anyway. Anyway, a lot of things, of course, happening all around the nation. And, of course, the biggest ones is that you have these left coasters from California trying to rule the world. You don't like Adam Schiff. Schiff. More things popping up about Adam Schiff. You know, it's kind of interesting. Over the last 6 months or so, well, I shouldn't say 6 months, because it's now May, so we still had the impeachment going on. But since the impeachment, I guess you would say the coronavirus has taken over, of course. You got to move from one crisis to the next and manage the crisis. So we've had four hoaxes in a row on President Donald J. Trump. We've had the Russia crisis, we had the Stormy Daniels crisis, we had the impeachment crisis, and now we got the Corona hoax crisis, right? And it's turning out to be quite a fiasco as we dissect the facts, as we always do, here not only on Red State Talk Radio, but also Agenda 21 Radio and all the different, all you people out there that are citizen journalists that are contributing to this radio show and many, many more. And we really do appreciate your contributions and your listenership. So we want to thank you for all this. It's become an explosion of news. We have become a more mainstream in terms of who's listening and why they're listening and so on. You know, I talk to people all the time, and they kind of blindside you. Oh, I listen to your radio show all the time. Really? I'm getting all that from all areas phone calls just, you know, straight out of the blue. I mean, last night we had an open public conference call, which is what we do every Sunday and every Wednesday, 7 p.m. for New California State. And we had Chris Street on, featured him, talking about the corruption going on here in California. Shocking. And, more on that, of course, of Gavin Newsom, and about why are we here? Why is California out begging for money now when just you know, a couple months ago, just before the corona crisis, just before that, we had our own governor on The View say, oh, we've got a $21.4 billion, you know, reserve, rainy day fund. And now we've gone from tens of billions worth of reserve to tens of billions worth of deficit just overnight. Shocking. Where'd that all go? I mean, what? Of course, it is somewhat of a joke, and we've been kind of joking about it. But the bottom line is you have now Gavin Newsom begging for the federal government for a handout. And again, the admission that we got last night was, that the governor has been lying all along. Shocking. So would you give a $1 trillion loan if you're the American people to a governor who constantly lies like that? And he had to admit to the lie. And the answer is no. But my point is that the new media that we are in right now, that we're engaged with, we're telling you the truth. And I just have to tell you, for now this is 20, I'll be doing radio now, gosh, for 20 years this year, 21 years. I'm like, wow, that's a long time. But I've seen the evolution take place. And, of course, Red State Talk Radio has been a big part of that evolution of getting the digital radio out there. And I mean, we're the number one provider of digital talk radio around the world. And we're really proud of that. We know we have a lot of listeners. Like I said, we appreciate your listenership because you're coming here for the truth. And, you know, we're fully about telling you the truth about the various stories out there. That's my point. And that's why people are listening to us more than ever before. So I thank you for your listenership. And we are going to continue to bore down into these major stories. And the whole thing that's been going on now. Here is Donald J. Trump, President of the United States, who's had to endure in the last almost 4 years, four hoaxes perpetrated on him. By the Democrats and by the communists, by the Nazis. You want to call them whatever you want to call them, go right ahead. But these people have been perpetrating a hoax, this last one, on a worldwide scale. Now, my point is this, is that now we've got the resources, and now you, as educated people, you can go check this out for yourself. And we've been trying to teach you, you know, go check it out. Look at different sources. Listen, now, we've got this explosion all across the media spectrum, so people can suss out the truth and see it for themselves. So people are more educated. Here's my point. People are now more educated in many respects about their livelihood, about everything around them, than the government itself, who's trying to foist all these dictatorial things down our throats. And so the best one to see here is what's going to be happening to, like, guys like Adam Schiff and all the other people who have created these hoaxes, the Nancy Pelosi's, all this world. And by the way, where's Adam Schiff from? He's from Hollywood, right outside of Burbank, really. So he's one of those lefties that's going to be left out in old California when New California forms, of course. Then you've got Nancy Pelosi. Then you've got Dianne Feinstein. Shocking. Then we had Barbara Boxer, remember? Oh, she made billions of dollars off of her position, her and her husband. Yeah, that's another story. Then you got Jerry Brown. Then you got Gavin. All those people are San Francisco treats. All of them. So who's ruling the world? Who's ruling the world are the San Francisco treats and Hollywood. That's who's ruling the world right now. That's who's influencing the entire country right now in such a negative way. And so we have Adam Schiff in panic mode. That's what the headline says right here on Fox News. It says, exclusive Russia probe transcripts show officials came up empty on conclusion, sources say. So we've got this whole release now of information that's starting to come out from the DOJ. And again, you're going to see people arrested. Comey is one of the prime ones right now. I had a long conversation with sources yesterday in Washington and also in New York, and it was a very interesting conversation about these folks. And it was we'll be releasing some of that information for you today. And, of course, a lot of it's starting to pop up in the media. But you guys continue your hard work, your due diligence, and look up the facts for yourself as it starts to come forward. And determine, this is the other thing, be discerning. You have to be discerning because there is a lot of disinformation. There also is a lot of disinformation going on out there because the other side wants to keep you stupid, right? So be discerning. Don't be stupid. I guess that's the motto. I try to tell myself, discern, don't be stupid. Anyway, so this is a big deal that's happening right now. And again, we're going to see people that are going to be perp walked. We're going to see these arrests. These people are going to go to jail for long times. And we're going to see something that's going to happen to the FBI that it's going to be completely transformed. When you talk about scandals, just this whole thing with the Russia probe that's now starting to come out, they're starting to unpackage some of the memos that are out there. Gee whiz. Unbelievable what we're starting to find out. So this, we're going to come up to a break right now. When we come back, we're going to look at this, some of the stuff from this transcripts, and also talk about some of the other things that are going on around the world here, the world of Agenda 21. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and also newcaliforniastate.com. There's just tons of things that are going on, like I said, and we want to make sure you're getting all the news and information, because you know what? If you don't get all the news and information, you're not helping our cause to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States. It's your ability to get this information so you can make the right decisions about defending the Constitution, which should be paramount in your minds. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back. Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops up.
pops on.
If it, your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. A21R.com. Shift in panic mode. Let's go for that one. Then we're going to go to the West Coast on some of the stuff that's happening because Gavin Newsom and other things are happening right now. It's exploding out here on the West Coast for a number of different reasons. So officials come up empty. It says sources say Russia probe transcripts affirm officials came up empty on collusion. This is a statement, a quote that from somebody, we don't know who yet until we get into the story, that Schiff is in panic mode. I was asking questions yesterday and the day before, what is today, Thursday, and Monday, of Adam Schiff, because we hadn't heard too much from Adam Schiff, like he's hiding. He's hiding. Adam Schiff is hiding. That was the word I was told. And it's kind of interesting because Adam Schiff lives right, literally, across the valley, a very narrow valley down there in Burbank from Hollywood Hills, where his good buddy, Ed Buck, remember Ed Buck, he's now in jail. Ed Buck is the West Coast equivalent to Jeffrey Epstein, you know, arranging little boys and little girls and all that stuff for all the politicians. That sort of, but he's also a big time money bundler, and he got kind of taken away because, you know, the second body showed up in his house, this Ed Buck. I mean, they literally, his district, Schiff's district, and it's almost a stone's throw. Literally, I mean, if somebody could just hurl a stone across the freeway, you know, it would probably hit, you know, Ed Buck's house. It's that close. It's that close. And so Ed Buck, you know, gosh, they kind of got the clue. This is during the Obama administration, I might add. You know, they found a dead body in his house, and it turned out to be a young man, a male prostitute, black male prostitute. Ed Buck likes black men. He usually gets them homeless, picks up the homeless people, right? And takes them to his house and likes to give them, I call it hot heroin or, you know, maybe some hot methamphetamine or crack cocaine or something. And he somehow, I don't know. God, I don't know. But he has some sort of sexual gratification of watching these individuals come on to the drug as they inject, right? Well, you know, occasionally they die from the overdose. You know, it's just a minor problem, right? And they die in his house. So the first time, you know, kind of, you know, the LA sheriff and, you know, everybody said, oh, well, you know, it's Ed Buck. And everybody's cool. It's all good in the hood because, you know, they have relationships with the Clintons, after all, and Obama, and Nancy Pelosi, and Adam Schiff, and Dianne Feinstein. This guy's really connected. He's a money bundler, right, for the Democrats. He's a big one. But, you know, he also sells children and, you know, makes those kind of arrangements for everybody. Keep everything happy. Now he's in jail because, guess what, Body Duh shows up. Another black man in his 30s, looks very effeminate, and it was the same thing. So, you know, when Body 2 shows up, and the president of the United States is now Donald Trump, well, they take a little bit different attitude, so they arrest him. Shocking, and he's not gotten out since. He's been arrested for a long time. So, you know, here's Adam Schiff's good buddy, Ed Buck, in jail, and from what I understand, the buckaroo is talking. The buckaroo is talking. So, you know, there's implications for Adam Schiff. That's why, you know, we say out here in California, this guy's hiding. So this is what we have here. Exclusive transcripts of House Intelligence Committee interviews that have been cleared for release show top law enforcement intelligence officers affirming they had no evidence of collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia during the 2016 election, senior administration intelligence community officials told Fox News on Wednesday. Now, look, they could have listened to Red State Talk Radio back in 2016, these guys, right? Because we were telling everybody at the time, here on Agenda 21 Radio, we actually had the news that they had no there to find on Flynn anything. There was nothing there that could possibly even perpetrate the FISA warrant. Nothing. There were no recorded statements and so on. And they had nothing. It says, this would align with the results of former special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation, which found no evidence of illegal or criminal coordination between President Trump, the Trump campaign, and Russia in 2016. But the numerous transcribed interviews could raise further questions about committee chairman Adam Schiff's past statement saying, that there was direct evidence of collusion. And we have been saying, where is the direct evidence of collusion? Because it's not here. This guy, I mean, Adam Schiff, with a name like Schiff, right? There is direct evidence. This is published March 3rd, 2019, right? Under Adam Schiff, if you want to go there, under Adam Schiff. So this is what we have. This is an article that came out. It says House Intelligence Committee. This is March 2019. Okay, over a year ago, said on Sunday that he thinks a 2016 offer for dirt on Hillary Clinton by a Russian lawyer, two members. Oh, here we go. Oh, Jerry Nadler speaking. They've got a little. Do they said White House pushes back against new investigation. So this is. They're running a little four-minute clip. I don't want to get into this too much about what's going on. They're talking about Adam Schiff having direct evidence or something like that. I'm not going to get in. I don't want to go there. But this is the stuff they got in this article. It says, I think there is direct evidence in the emails from the Russians through their intermediary offering dirt on Hillary Clinton as part of what was described in writings as the Russian government effort to help elect Donald Trump, Schiff said during an appearance on CBS Face the Nation. Schiff added, they offered that dirt. There is an acceptance of that offer in writing. This is his quote. From the president's son, Donald Jr. And there is an overt acts of furtherance of that. That, to me, is direct evidence. Says the California lawmaker who has been one of Trump's fiercest critics, I'd say most maniacal critics, said that besides the meeting with the Russian lawyer, there is a slew of circumstantial evidence suggesting collusion between Trump and Russia, pointing out the charges brought against former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort in the testimony last week on Capitol Hill of President Trump. This is now, remember, this is 2019, right? So anyway, that article, I guess, is what they're referring to. But there was no direct evidence. Adam Schiff was lying. Shocking. Aren't you shocked that Adam Schiff would be lying? Find that out. It says, earlier this week, the House Republicans sought over 6,000 pages of transcripts pertaining to interviews conducted by the committee in 2017 and 18 after the panel in September 2018 voted on a bipartisan basis to approve the public release. Now, they remember, the Republicans had control then, but there was a bipartisan support, right? Republicans and Democrats supported that. A day later, Acting Director of National Intelligence Richard Grenell notified Schiff, Democrat from California, that the redaction and declassification process was complete and the records were ready for release, putting the ball in Schiff's court. Back and forth. However, intelligence officials told Fox News on Wednesday that Schiff has had his subcommittee staff director reaching out to heads of intelligence community agencies asking how Grenell was involved and what role Grenell, a known Trump ally, may have played in the declassification redaction process. It might be his job, you know. The process, according to an interview committee official, took place under both directors, Dan Coats and Joseph McGuire, and was conducted by Career intelligence officials. The official also told Fox News that the relevant heads of appropriate agencies were consulted. Uh-oh. Why is he holding on to these things? Inquiring minds and citizen journalists want to know. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're perusing this article by Fox News, and I don't know who wrote it. Let me look and give credit to this, because this is actually a pretty good article. Kind of lines up. It tells you, you know, this is Brooke Singman, Fox News, who wrote this. Brooke, you did a good job. You did a good job. You laid it out pretty well, and I want to get to the salient part of what Brooke is talking about, because I think this is more important than most people might understand. Says, the 53 transcripts eligible for release, according to a source familiar with the transcripts, included interviews with Trump Jr., Bannon, Kushner, Hicks, Lewandowski, and former Trump attorney Michael Cohen, Roger Stone, Brad Pascal, and Michael Caputo, and Richard Dearborn. Okay. Also expected to be released, according to sources, of transcripts for interviews with Obama officials, such as Director of National Intelligence, James Clapper. Clap on, clap off, right? James Clapper, who's got other issues, by the way. Former Attorney General Loretta Lynch. Oh, let's get on the airport tarmac in Sky Harbor, right? Former Ambassador of the United Nations, Samantha Power, who likes to, you guess what she likes to do? We want to out everybody. We want to find out who everybody is, right? And former FBI Director Andrew McCabe, former National Security Advisor Susan Rice, former Deputy Attorney General Sally Yates, Obama Advisor Benjamin Rhodes, boy, all the usual suspects, and Hillary Clinton Campaign Manager John Podesta. Boy, we got to look at the Podestas. Oh, yeah, the brothers. The brothers and their sex trafficking business. They like Portugal, by the way. Another source from now, this is the real salient thing. I want you to get this. I'm going to play something from Jim Jordan here in a second. Another familiar with the another source familiar with the transcript told Fox News, drum roll please, that the people interviewed by the House Intelligence Committee during the Russia probe were asked whether they had evidence that Trump himself or Trump campaign conspirators colluded or coordinated with Russia during the 2016 election. Two sources familiar with the transcript told Fox News that not one of the 53 witnesses could provide evidence of collusion. You see why Adam Schiff is now in panic mode. It's an election year after all, right? Panic mode. Mueller, similarly, at the conclusion of the nearly two-year-long investigation, said he and his team found no evidence of criminal conspiracy or coordination between the Trump campaign and Russia. Okay, let's get to Jim Jordan, because I like Jim Jordan. And if I like him, he's probably going to be on my radio show, right?
Adam Schiff, release the transcripts that your committee already voted to make public. Why won't you let us see that information? So, Adam Schiff, give us that information. Director Ray, give us access to this agent who was there when they set up General Flynn, and let us see that original 302.
Congressman Jim Jordan right there demanding access to Russia probe transcripts, calling on the House Intel Chair Adam Schiff to finally release them. Jordan, along with other House Republicans, are accusing Schiff of blocking their release. And we've got some breaking news on that and whether it might come out. We'll get to it in a moment. Joining me now, former Assistant U.S. Attorney Andy McCarthy. I want to give you those breaking details in a moment. But first, I want to talk about what's at stake, Andy. Why do you think Adam Schiff is reluctant to release these transcripts? Might it show what was really going on behind closed doors during this investigation?
What was really going on?
Sure, Ed. And let's remember the background here. This goes back to the time when that committee was led by Devin Nunes, who's now the ranking member. Schiff, now the chairman, when they were in the minority, was the ranking member. While that investigation was taking place, Schiff's main job was to spin for the FBI, spin for the intelligence community, spin for Christopher Steele, and try to subvert and suppress what the then Republican majority were trying to do. So this is just a continuation of that. He's in a position now, which he wished he was in back then, to simply block this stuff from coming forward.
Because at that point, to your point there, Devin Nunes may have been pointing out problems in terms of how Carter Page was treated, Michael Flynn was treated, and it would show that behind closed doors, maybe Adam Schiff wasn't being so fair to the president. But I mentioned breaking news. Byron York has his exclusive now at the Washington Examiner saying that the acting director of national intelligence, Rick Grenell, has now written a letter saying all redactions have been done. So there would be no classified information released if Adam Schiff finally puts these transcripts out. Do you think this pushes it over the top, that the public will get some transparency?
Well, it depends, Ed, on how interested the public is. It's been very hard, believe me, as somebody who has followed this for a long time, written a book about it. I can tell you that report that House committee did and the underlying investigation is the most important and best informed thing that we have out there. And there hasn't been a great deal of interest for it. I hope that reverses here, but I think what people are kind of looking at is, what is Durham going to do? That seems to be more in the front of people's minds.
John Durham, and whether or not he's going to get some accountability here about how all these investigations proceeded. That leads me to how we haven't had a chance to talk to you since the Michael Flynn documents came out. He's obviously looking to get his case dropped now. If not, others are saying the president should pardon him. Interesting development. James Gagliano, a former FBI official, has been very supportive of the FBI, is now saying in an op-ed in the Washington Examiner, hold on, he's very upset with how Michael Flynn was treated. He said, since the FBI was already in possession of the transcript of Flynn's telephone call with the Russian ambassador, what exactly was to be gained by the interview? Nothing except the potential to jam him up, get him removed as national security advisor. It was never going to charge him for violations of the Logan Act or the Foreign Agents Registration Act. Even Robert Mueller's team could have done so. It passed. Bottom line for you, what's next in the Flynn deal, and how bad is this for the FBI?
Well, it's bad. I think what's next is the judge has to wrestle with the question of whether to vacate the plea, the guilty plea that Flynn entered some time back. I think there's a very good chance that will happen, and then the ball gets thrown, Ed, in the Justice Department's court. Do they really want to go forward and try this case? Because that would be the posture we'd be in if Flynn got his plea back. I would guess no. I mean, this is a case that would be built on that 302, the report, which nobody can account for, and the credibility of two agents who have big credibility problems.
In short, what they're referring to here, this transcript of this phone conversation is bogus because there was no record of it. They had to make it up. That's part of the problem for these people. Uh-oh.
Strzok and this other guy, Joe Pienka, who was the major agent in the investigation. So if I'm the Justice Department and the FBI, I don't want to go forward with that case.
Yeah, Jim Jordan and other Republicans, as you know, want that other FBI agent to come up and testify. They want to get some more information. We'll keep digging on it. Andy McCarthy.
Well, the usual suspects are lining up, right? So much for Adam Schiff and credibility, because he has none, as we know that. But now the evidence is in. 53 witnesses, 53 transcripts. That's what they're looking for. And guess what? Grinnell is going to release him if Schiff doesn't. That's exactly what he's going to do. He's going to release him over Adam Schiff. So here you go. Because Schiff, there's more evidence that he's lying. And he has been lying. So here we go again. Now we're going to find out. We're going to find out that you've got number four hoax. This was the first hoax. This is how it's all breaking out. We're getting all the facts. And we're going to find out that hoax number four, the coronavirus hoax, is a hoax. It's been a hoax all along. You've heard from countless doctors. There's a whole series out there on YouTube of hundreds of doctors telling people, whoa, wait a minute, biologists, microbiologists, and virologists saying this is not the way the world reacts to something like this. The numbers are not true. They're absolutely outrageous. Don't give up your civil rights, your constitutional rights, none of that stuff, to your health department. Oh, are the health departments starting to get new? Oh, yep. Well, they're the new jackbooted thugs in town. Didn't you know that? The new Nazis. And there's Newsome Nazis. We'll be back.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, you asked for it. Lisa Haven. I haven't heard from Lisa Haven lately. I like Lisa Haven. Here we go. U.S. government door-to-door coronavirus search is happening now. You won't believe what they want. At first they came for the blood. Then they came for your arms. Then they came for your firstborn. Then they came for you. Yeah, what was that? Neumeier. Is that what his name was? Anyway, I'll remember it. Listen to this from Lisa Haven.
Hi, everyone. Lisa Haven here. Well, over in the good state of Georgia, in the once free United States of America, the CDC is now going door to door asking citizens for their blood. Why, you Shocking. Might ask? Well, you probably guessed it. So they could test it for COVID-19 to see how far the virus truly traveled. Take a look here at this article on the WashingtonTimes.com. Georgia kicked off chilling door-to-door COVID-19 blood collections. ZeroHedge.com, knock, knock, we're from the government, and we want your family's blood. The article goes on, the Georgia Department of Public Health has announced that it is the United States CDC and county health boards are together sending teams of government agents to randomly select homes in two Georgia counties. These teams of government agents are charged with asking questions, including about the household members, their health, and extracting blood from all the people living in the homes. The reason given for the home visits is, you may have guessed it, coronavirus. J. Scott Turby writes in the Atlanta Journal-Constitution that the government agencies are seeking the blood to test for antibodies to the novel coronavirus, to the point who might have had the COVID-19 and estimate how widely the virus has traveled. People who live at the 420 randomly selected homes are free, Turby writes, to refuse the questioning and blood being drawn by the government inquisition and phlebotomy teams that show up at their front
phlebotomy
door.
Teams.
But in reality, people often find it hard to muster the courage to say no to government agents who accost them in person, asking them to comply. people are intimidated. They think that even if they say no, the requested action will still be taken anyway. Plus, they will suffer additional consequences for resisting. That aids police officer efforts both to get the people to say incriminating things and to obtain permission to search people and property, even from people who know evidence of a crime is likely to be found. In other words, this program is not mandatory. However, many citizens are feeling the pressure to comply because they feel that if they don't do what the United States government at their door is asking them to do, then they may have somehow committed a crime. Now, while this is currently just in the state of Georgia, there's also talk of expanding this program all across the nation. Imagine our freedoms being impeded on a daily basis, just like they are now. In fact, those aren't the only freedoms being impeded right now. We're already under house arrest as if everything in our Constitution didn't matter. But that's not all. They're even talking about getting and doing forced vaccination and immunity records. Take a look at this article on rawpawinstitute.com. Next in coronavirus tyranny, forced vaccinations and other digital certificates. Now, these are things that I've warned about on Restricted Republic and here on my channel on YouTube. These particular certificates that they're talking about passing out would mean you've been immune to coronavirus or you've taken the vaccine. Now you're free to roam the earth. Everyone else still is under house arrest. Now, while this is all under talking phases, it's just another step in the direction of tyranny. Anyhow, please don't forget to check out my partner at NobleGoldInvestments.com. Right now, I want to encourage you to convert your 401k into something else not backed by the United States dollar, but backed by precious metals.
There you go. That's Lisa Haven. I don't want to get into the commercial. Sorry, it's her commercial, not mine. It's my radio show. Okay, so now I know this is just the thing that you've been waiting for. We have a certain situation now that's developed. Shocking. Out here in California, Ventura, California. Now listen. They want your blood. Give me your blood. Shockingly, out here in California, we got the similar situation going on. Ventura County announced yesterday they're going to send out tracing teams. Tracing teams, and they want your blood. That's what they want. They want your blood. Okay. And you want to give your blood, right? They're sending tracing teams out to houses. And they've actually been telling people, are you ready for this? That you must comply. If you don't comply, we will take you away. Obviously, you're hiding something. We want to test you or anybody in your house. If anybody has anything in your house, like, you know, COVID virus, if anybody, we're going to take them away. We need to isolate them, right? They shouldn't be in your house because other people will get it from your house. You think I'm kidding? No, I'm not kidding at all. I'm telling you a fact, Jack. This is exactly what they're trying to do right now in California. Now, they've come out, to all fairness to these folks, they've come out and they've said, oh, no, we're not going to do that. We're just going to take you away for some other thing. That's what's going on in California right now. Can you imagine that? How do you rationalize that? In a constitutional environment, you don't, because it's not real, right? No, it is real. And again, what Lisa Haven was saying about the other people talking about this, this is in Georgia, now it's in California. Hello, this was a couple days ago she did this, now we got it today in Ventura County, California. And they're serious about this. They are going to do this. This is exactly what they plan to do. Don't give up your freedoms, ladies and gentlemen. Don't let them in the door. No one has permission to take your blood. Don't give it up. Stop it. Protect your constitutional rights. You protect it by not complying to unconstitutional demands. We'll be right back.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Good afternoon, everyone. First, I'd like to update you a bit about our numbers. We have to report today 11 new cases. This is from 239 additional lab reports. We have had no additional deaths, so we are still at 19 deaths. Our heart goes out to you for anyone who touches on these deaths. These are tragic deaths, and most of our people have died in the hospital. We've had 12 of our deaths in the hospital. 7 of these deaths have occurred at home.
This is from Ventura County, California. This is yesterday. What he's telling you is a bald-faced lie. We have evidence, actual evidence, in Ventura County of the coroner changing, are you ready for this? Changing the death certificates to read COVID-19. That's it. Again, we're getting back into that, right? They do it in New York. They do it in Ventura, California. And this man right here knows it. There's so much pressure on these people because they get more money. They get more money for a COVID death. And he knows it. Anyway, we're going to play more of this, maybe in the next hour, because this is the guy who's running around, "We want your blood." Right now, this is happening. Contact tracing out here in California. It's not only in Georgia, but it's out here in California. Shock, and California is not leading on this one. It's Georgia. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com. That's 821R.com. And, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. And remember, Red State Talk Radio is the talk monster of digital talk radio, keeping you free. And stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.